We have to get ourselves back into Makas mode, because this is getting us back into the Chakiras that we've spoken about when we learned the Sugya of Makas. I'm trying to enter the Sugya slowly. We're just going to do like really Akadama here today to talk a little bit about the Mishnah, about what's going on over here. And hopefully tomorrow we're going to get more involved, because we want to make sure that we go in slowly, we go in thoroughly. The Mishnah starts, Me'idin anu b'ish ploini shechayev l'chaveroi masayim zuz. We're made on someone that he's chayv to his friend 200 zuz. V'nimtu zaymimim. And we find them to be zaymimim. What's the halacha? Loikin u'mishalmim. So that the opinion of Rav Meir is they get malchus and they have to pay. Shlo Hashem me'vien l'idei malchus, me'vien l'idei tashlumin. Because the Shem, the Rashi says the Mikra, Hamevian Lidei Malkus, is not the same Mikra, Hamevian Lidei Tashlumin. What does that mean? Which is the Mikra? Shal Hashem Hamevian Lidei Malkus, Mevian Lidei Tashlumin. Malkus Mele Sane, Mime Tashlumin, Mikasher Zomam. Malkus Mele Sane, Vitashlumin Kasher Zomam. Which one comes first in the Torah? Loisane or Kasha Zomam? Does anyone know? What? Loisane. That would be perhaps why it says in the Mishnah, Loikin u'mishalman. It doesn't say Mishalman v'loikin. Loikin u'mishalman, because Loikin als Loisane, u'mishalman als Kasha Zomam. Shlo Hashem, maybe l'day Malkus, maybe l'day Tashlumin. It's not the same pasuk. Rashi says they both have psukim. There's a pasuk for Mom, and there's a pasuk for Malkus. Different psukim. It's mashmaluya. Hey, they would be the same pasuk. Then what? You wouldn't get both of them. But now that they learn from different psukim, therefore you can be mechayev both. That's Tibir Rav Meir. Chachom Oymim Kol Meshalim Eino Loike. The Chacham say, anyone who pays doesn't get Malkus. Kol HaMishalem Eino Loike. What's the reason, says Rashi? Kol HaMishalem Eino Loike. Dichsiv kidei rishosoi, mishum risha achas ato mechaivoi, v'yata mechaivoi mishum shtei rishois. There's a gzeres akosov, kidei rishosoi. U'meseches ksubis makshina, and the Gemara asks a question, v'neima, kol HaLoike Eino Mishalem, v'yilku. The Gemara's question is, why are we saying that what you're doing is you're getting, you pay and you don't get Malkus? Why don't you get Malkus and don't pay? Says the Gemara, Mishainin, Meferish Ribsa Torah, Adam Zaymim Tashlumin, V'yalef Lahasam. Meferish Ribsa Torah, Adam Zaymim Tashlumin. What does that mean? Because the Torah tells us, Mifurish over here that you're going to have to pay. So therefore, when you have a choice of paying or Malkus, which one do you do? You pay. The shaila is this, Rabbi Yisai. In a chanami, maybe beferish ribs of Torah, Edom Zayim l'tashlumin. That's only when the Edom Zayimim, in certain cases, they'll have tashlumin. But when there's going to be Malkus, then maybe we'll give them Malkus and not Tashlumin. The Torah doesn't say beferish you always pay Mamayin. Do Edom Zoma always pay Mamayin?
No.
No. In the cases, for example, if there was Zamam on something that wasn't on Misa, they're not going to pay Mamayin. Elamai, there's certain Edom Zoma that pay Mamayin. So maybe in a Hanami, those certain Edom Zoma are only Edom Zoma that don't have Malkus.
Why don't we say that? Like, usually we say when you have two potential punishments, you get the worst one. Why would we say Mamayin over?
That's a din of kamli v'drahmane by Misa. Over here, only by Misa. Over here, we have a klal called kadei rishasa, risha achas atamachayv, v'yishatachayv, v'shtei, only one. Which one? So Gemara says we pick Mama. In fact, the Gemara, why pick Mama? In fact, Rashi, why pick Mama? Pick Malkus. He's really quoting the Gemara. Gemara says, because the Torah says explicitly that in Zoyim pay Mama. Okay, maybe they only pay Mama when there's no Malkus. Torah has to tell you that Edom Zoyim is Chayiv Mamon. I would think Edom Zoyim, we'd give him a slap on the wrist.
If I'm trying to Chayiv Mamon,
yeah, who said? I didn't do it. That's okay, that's all part of the Beferish Ribs of Torah. But the Rabbi said, the question is really not a good question. The question is really, it's a trick question. My question is, Why don't you say the Edom Zaymimim pay Mamon when there is no Malkus? What? No. There's always Malkus. There's no case when Edom Zaymimim don't have Malkus. And if you look, I think Rashi addresses this question. Look at Rashi again. Rashi says, V'neima kol aloike eno mishalim, v'yilku kol hazaymimim. What is Rashi coming to emphasize? Give Malkus to all the Zaymimim. What does Rashi mean to say? There's never a case when you're not going to have Malkus. And if there's never a case when you're not going to have Malkus, there'll never be a case when you're going to have Mamoin, because you're always going to have Malkus. That's the question. And if the Torah says that you once get Mamoin, what does that obviously mean? That you're going to get Mamoin, not Malkus. If you once get Mamoin, you don't get Malkus. So therefore, the Torah told us, Mamoin overpowers Malkus. Usually, I would say if you have a choice, Mamon or Malkus, you give them Malkus. That's the Gemara's question. Why don't you say Yilki? He should be Loikev Eino Mishalim. The answer is because the Torah says you're Mishalim. So what? Maybe it's only one case. The answer is there's always Malkus. If there's always going to be Malkus, how do you ever pay? It must be that Mamon overpowers Malkus, and that's what Rashi's Bavonim. Rashi says, Umakshinon V'neim Kol Loikev Eino Mishalim. Again, we're in the Rashi V'Yilku Kol Hazoymimim. If there's tashlumin, obviously you're not going to get Malkus. So that's the pshat in what the Chachamim say. Rabbi Meir says you do both, and the Chachamim counter and say, "What do you mean? Kidei Rishasai Rishaat Chasato Mechayvoi V'yato Chayva Mishum Shnei Rishais." Then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says a case of Meidin Anu Bish Pliny Shechayv Malkus Arboim V'nimtu Zaymimim. Again, the Gemara says you get ki'ilu two punishments. You're getting Malkus twice. Divrei Meir v'Chacham Oimrim ein loikin ela arboim. Chacham say you only get 40. Now, why did Chacham say you only get 40? Is this also because of Risha Achas Atom Echayvoi v'Atachayvim Mishum Shtei Rishayis? Or over here, being that it's all Malkus, that's all considered to be Risha Achas. What? What'd you say? You're not only getting Kasha Zomam, you're getting Kasha Zomam, and you're getting for Loisane. That's what it says. Shmoin, Mishum Loisane, Bereach Eid Shoker, or Mishum Vasis, Menol Kasha Zomam. So they're all, but it's all Malkus. So over here, why do the Chachamim argue? Rashi addresses that too. Kind of. Rashi says, Ein Loikin Ela Arboim, Mishum Loisane, Mishum Kasha Zomam. Now, I would have said, why didn't you get Malkus because of Loisane? Well, Rashi told us before we don't get Malkus over here because of Kidei Rishosai. Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to tell you why you don't get Malkus as Loisane. I would have said, we already told us in the Mishnah before, you don't get Momen in Malkus, why not? Kidei Rishosai. So why didn't you get Malkus in Malkus? Kidei Rishosai. It seems like no. Kidei Rishasa means I can't give you two different forms of punishment. But if you do two different things wrong, and for that you're going to get two double mamoin, we can make you chayiv mamoin for breaking his car and for ripping his jacket. We can make you chayiv malkus for doing two different things when it's mechayiv malkus. When there's one thing, mechayiv you mamoin and malkus, there is going to be a problem. So why over here, according to the Chachamim, aren't you chayiv malkus and malkus? Says Rashi, the Gemara is going to say why.
Right, by Seder, we had the same issue. I was discussing it. I hear that maybe Rashi is saying that maybe the reason why I come hold that is because of Risha Achas. Rashi is explaining why you get for Zayimim and not Lesana, meaning why, how do you pick one or the other? Which one do you decide to get?
Is there a Gemara that decides?
I don't know.
It's a nice thought. It's a nice thought. What Chesky's trying to suggest is the Gemara is just trying to know how do you know which one to give you Malkus for? Which one do we give Malkus? This one or that one? Right? How do you know which one to give Malkus for? Enochanami, it's us. Kedei Rishos, you're going to do one, but which one? Therefore, it says not that. But I will have to see the Gemara and see if the Gemara, if there is such a Gemara, right? Then we have to see where the Kumparash Gemara is. We'll see. Oh, the Shaila is, does it matter which one you get Malkus for? Rashi says you get Malkus for Kasha Zomam and not Mishum Leisana. Does it really make a difference why you get Malkus?
Yeah.
Is there going to be a nafka mina?
Because what happens if you were to give your if you're getting off the shani, you still get mafka.
Oh, if it was kasharasa, you mean? If the other person, if you hold that when it comes to malchus, this kasharasa, there'll be a nafka mina if it was us already. Nice. That's nice. One nafka mina might be. What happens if it's already? The din of kasha zamam is only zamam velo asa. So what happens if the people that he was zamam on already, we gave him malchus? So if you're giving him malchus, that's kasha zamam. He'll be potter. So the Rambam says there is no kasha zamam. There is no kasha asa on malchus. I don't know if someone holds there is kasha asa on malchus. The Rambam says not like that. Very good.
So what Moshe is saying, it doesn't have to just be if they already accomplished what they're doing. If there's ever a case of somebody lying in court, right? Then it could be any case. Does that have to be specifically the case of that they already accomplished what they wanted?
That's what he's coming to say. The difference of you're getting malchus. Either way, you're getting 40 malchus. Who cares the malchus because of this? Malchus because of that. It's 40 malchus. So as much as the malchus as kasher zamam, you only get it if they didn't do it yet. But if they did it, then you're putter. But lisana, you're chayv lisana. Whether they did it or they didn't do it, you're gonna have that's the nafka mina. But what Ari is saying is not such a simple nafka mina, because we said that when it comes to malchus, there is no din of kashu asa. So maybe we'll look for another nafka mina. It's not mukach. There is a nafka mina, by the way. It could be Rashi is just saying you're only getting malchus for one and not the other. How do we know which one? One yes, and the other one not. Which one yes? What's the lumdus? But perhaps you could have suggested maybe there's another nafka mina. The nafka mina is as follows. Let's say you were zamam to give someone malchus. How much malchus is that person going to get? Let's say he's a little scrawny fellow. How much malchus is that person you were zamam going to get?
5
Okay. And the Edom Zaymim are big, strong folks. Now, do they split up their malchus between the two of them?
No.
Ein mishal shalem b'malchus. Fine. But how much malchus are they going to get?
40-25.
Maybe they'll say, well, we were only zamam and him 5. So only give us 5.
They didn't know how much he was going to get.
They knew he was a scrawny little guy. So we only summoned to give him 5.
No.
That's all he was going to get.
He was on the chi of Malchus.
Whatever he can handle. It's ultimately the same thing. It doesn't matter what the number is. Just bring them within an inch of that.
Hold on a second. Good, we're going to get to that. So maybe you would say that you can only give me 5. If it's Al Kasha Zamam, so you can only give me as much as I wanted to give him. If I wanted to give him 5, you have to give me 5. But if the Malchus Asli Sana has nothing to do with what I was Zamam to give to him, I have to get Malchus Asli Sana, so go away, go ahead. If this person can handle 39, let him handle 39. What'd you say? Right.
Which is from Kasha Zam, no?
What do you mean it's from Kasha Zam?
Oh,
in Lokim Ella Arabim. Mishum Kasha Zamam. So he's saying, why is it? Ain't like an El Arboim. Your maximum will be 40, but maybe you'll end up getting less. What? What about the flip side? What happens? The person you were Zamamam can handle 39, and the Edom are scorny little guys. They can only handle 5. Otherwise, not kasha zamam. You'd be stuck because you're also going to say it's going to be less than kasha zamam. The Gemara said, "Lifsaluhu lididei v'lo lifsul nizare." Only do a little bit of kasha zamam. What did the Gemara say? Being kasha zamam aleka, less than full kasha zamam doesn't work. So what would be if the other guy is a big strong guy, the one you wanted to be zamam on? He could get 39, could only get 5. Do you give him 39 and kill him?
No.
So Elamai is getting less. It's not kasha zamam. So the emes is the Rambam seems to bavar in this Rabboisai. We gave out right now photocopies of the Rambam. Does everyone have one? Are there any extras here? That's an extra one. Abba, you have one? Okay. Mi shehayid b'sheker. V'noide be'edim shehayid b'sheker zeh shenikra eid zaymim. The Rambam gives an interesting definition. It's known through edim that he lied. Is nikra eid zaymim. Malchus. Ve'oimdin koichoi umalkin oisai. Mimidu l'chayvai mamoin, m'shalshlim mamoin, m'nein l'fi minyon ha'edim. Kolecha ve'echa yitin chelok ha'magil, ve'en loikin, v'mokom tashlumen. Okay. Let's read the Rama again. V'me'eindu b'malkus. If they were made on someone that is chayiv malkus. Loika kolecha mehem, kishar mechuyove malkus. V'oimdim koichoi umalkin oisai. A lot of words in here that seem to me extra. The Rambam should just say, if they are made on someone that is chayiv mitzah, what do we do to him? Kill him. Does the Rambam go through all the halachos of skila, what you do, how you do skila, you throw him off the roof, and if he doesn't die, then afterwards you have the... No, skila, skila. Right? And then, so the Rambam says, if they're made on someone that is chayiv malkus, what should the Rambam just say? Just give him malkus. But the Rambam does more than that. The Rambam says, im he'idu b'malkus, loike kol echomim kishar mechuyove malkus. Ve'oimnim koichoyu malkin oisai. And we check his koyach, and that's where we malke him. The Rambam seems to... So the Oroch Laner is medayik in the Rambam, and he says the Rambam is coming to say that it's not the pshat that we look at what... how much the number he was zamam on the other person. And that's what we're going to do to him. And then he'll be a unique type of Mechayve Malkus. Why? Because all Mechayve Malkus, how much Malkus do they get? 39 or? Then this guy is going to get Malkus based on what the other guy could get. That's a strange Malkus. No, we don't do that. Rather, he gets kishar mechuyove malkus.
Once you make him chai malkus, then they evaluate and then they find out how much he gets. So you're not saying, oh, he's chai.
It seems like from the Oroch Laner, the way we're learning, I could say, look, I knew this guy was going to get more than five malkus.
Right, but you didn't know he's getting there. You didn't know how much he got. So you can't see here in kashas until he gets evaluated.
What?
Even that, you're not being clear.
I know it wasn't going to be more than the other amount, right? You're right. And as he could have defecated in the middle of his malchus, and then he's going to be putter. But there's like a normal zone. How much malchus this person is going to get? It's kasher zamam, right? Sounds kasher zamam. No, over here it's for sure it's kasher zamam. Over here he was zamam to give him the malchus. This is for sure it's kasher zamam. No, in the case of Zom to give him Malkus. Chum also, Rashi says, Mishum Kasha Zom velo Mishum Milosanet. That's what we're suggesting. Maybe this would be the Nafkamina. Because with Al Kasha Zom, you should have to, says the Ram, no, even in the case of Kasha Zomam, we're going to give you whatever works for you. And there's going to be a discrepancy, Rabbi Sai, between what the person you were Zomam on was going to get and what you were going to get. And it doesn't bother us.
Wait, is this Zomam that how close they got them to death, that's what they have to get also? Like since they got, like what Ari was saying.
So now we ask the question. So what's the reason? Why does this not bother us? Why isn't this a discrepancy in Kasha Zomam? I was Zomam to give you only 39, only 5 Malkus. And I get 39 Malkus. I was Zomam. Okay, we're going to get to, hold on.
He says that the shatting up is not part of the Chiyuv Malkus.
So what, explain, you're saying something else about, hold on, I'm saying good, hold on. I was Zomam to give him 5 Malkus, I'm getting 39. I was Zomam to give him 39, I'm getting 5. So why is that Kasha Zomam? Says Rabari Goldman and Avi Zellinger that maybe the pshat is, no, I was Zomam to hit you within an inch of your death. So it's the same thing. Both of you got within an inch of the death. That's good for the punishment.
Wait, let's see.
Why is it like 40? Why? It's all you could get.
Let's say the guy could get 40. Maybe let's say the guy there's only one, he gets to get 45 bucks.
Oh, but you just asked me a question, Rabbi Sai.
We never had that.
Let's say
he's so strong, he could even get more than 39. Did you hit him within an inch of his death? No. So it's not identical. This guy got whipped hard. This guy got whipped within an inch of his death. It's not Kasher Zomam.
Malkus overall is either 39 or as much as you can handle.
Okay, so one guy's 39, the other as much as you can handle. It's not the same. Why is that equal?
As much as you can handle, obviously, is the same.
No, it's not.
Why not?
What does it say? What Ari was saying is the following thing. He was saying that they're both getting the same thing. What's that? Within an inch of his death. But if someone gets 39 and he can really get 50, he didn't get within an inch of his death. So, but my point is that's not the punishment of Malchus. I'm asking you a question. Is Malchus...
No, but we're saying it's not about the numbers.
Are you accomplishing...
That's a different thing. Oh, that's what Teske was saying. It's a different shot.
If the guy gets 10 Malchus as opposed to 39, either way, he's Mekayim.
So obviously what we're saying is it's the vort of Malchus is not to get hit with an inch of your death. That's not the pshat.
That's just how we judge it.
But why? That's not an inch of his death. Elamai, vice to chais, Malchus does not tell me hit him with an inch of his death. Malchus says hit him. And once he gets with an inch of his death, you have to stop. But the punishment is not beat him until he's about to die. That's not the cheftz of the punishment. So Elamai, Rabbi Yisrael, we want to say a different part. That's fine, but that's not the yisoid of the punishment. What is the, what's the, when we give someone Malchus, are we saying hit him within an inch of his death, or we're saying hit him? But when he gets within an inch of his death, so when the person got 39, was his punishment to be hit within an inch of his death? No, it wasn't. So then that wasn't his punishment. Right, Malchus. But not to be hit with an inch of death. But that's, Malchus is 39. This guy got 5. Why 39? Why 5? What? 39 Malchus. It's just, he has a cap. What happened was, if he's about to die, so we stop. But so, and so one guy got 5 Malchus, the other guy's got 10 Malchus. The answer has to be as follows. Listen, this is what I think you mean. Is as follows. The word is like this. I want to say it, Rabbi, say in a clear fashion. I think the clear fashion is as follows. When we discuss Kasher Zamam, we don't look at necessarily what actually happens after Beis Din paskins. What we look at is whatever we paskined on. You wanted a paskin on him, we're going to paskin on you. You wanted to put a chiyuv malchus on him, especially we'll go with the vart we said from the Maral, from Rabbi Chanan, the tachta vart, is we're going to put the chiyuv on you. Now, when the chiyuv was on him, how much was he going to end up getting?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter, but let's throw a number. 7. How much are you going to end up getting?
20.
Was the chiyuv identical?
Yes.
It's the same chiyuv. It's just a question of what happened after, we'll call it the application, the way that you fear ois, the way we execute. But the chiyuv is the same chiyuv. So therefore, chiyuv is the chiyuv look identical?
Yes.
One ended up with 7, the other one ended up with 9. It doesn't bother us.
Why did the Rambam say, Va'imdim kaychayo malkas? It doesn't matter the kayach, it matters the chiyuv malkas.
The chiyuv malkas is always 39.
So why does it say we check how much his strength is? It has nothing to do with...
Rambam is saying, don't think that we just look at the other guy. You have to look at him himself and see what his strength is. Because his chiyuv malchus is going to be identical. The Rambam is coming to emphasize that exactly what we're saying. That don't try to think, I don't care what your koyach is. You want to mechayev him 5, we're giving you 5. You want to mechayev 39, we're going to give you...
It doesn't matter. He just said you're getting the chiyuv malchus. Why does he have to say koyach? What does that matter? Just matters
the
chiyuv malchus.
We deal with the din of 39 malchus, but there's a loophole that if someone can't handle it, they'll stop early.
Right.
It's not part of it. That's a separate thing. You deal with 39 malchus.
7 malchus. We can handle 7 malchus, and the other guy can handle 18.
It doesn't matter what you can handle. The din is
39. I know, but that's the din of malchus.
That's
the malchus.
What I'm saying.
Saying
you is not, don't look at the other guy.
When someone's high malchus, you say, okay, you're high malchus also. The number is not.
Right. Right. So, Abayisai, I want to use this for a second to bring into focus a little bit a chiddush that we had from Rabbi Akiva Eger on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Maybe we mentioned this then, maybe we didn't. We had Tosfos asked a question on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Tosfos' question in the bottom of the big Tosfos. Tosfos says, why is it that we don't say in the Mishnah the case of Mamzer? That was Tosis' question. Tosis says, because we're coming off of Sanhedrin, and what's going on in Sanhedrin?
Koyin.
So we're also talking about Koyin. Rabbi Kivega is a different teretz. What's Rabbi Kivega's teretz?
Can't can't give him the hetz. It's more than kasher zamam.
It's more than kasher zamam because the person you were zamam on, what, he's only going to be usher in Abbas Yisrael, but he's going to be mutter in a mamzeres. You, because you're really a Yisrael, usher in a mamzeres, and also usher in Abbas Yisrael. Now, Kivegas Teretz is the Chara Chiddush. Because are you doing more in your... What Bezdin is doing, they're going here, they're taking something, and they're putting it on you. Is it more than what they wanted to do over there? You do it, the fact that there's other dinim that happen to now make restrict me from other things makes a difference? The psak is the identical psak. We're taking the psak from you and putting it over here. It's no different psak. So just like we're saying over here, it doesn't make a difference. 5, 7, the psak is chiv malchus. The way it shtel zach ois, the way that it the way that it gets executed, the way that it ends up happening, one got more malchus, the other one got less malchus, doesn't make a difference because the machayiv, the chiv is the same. So too on the bezam and aleph, it would have the pashtus would be, maybe that's why Tosis doesn't like, rejects Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer. The pashtus is that we don't care that you grada our usher in a Bas Yisrael anyway, or in a mamzeres anyway.
He's trying to make him that he's still mutter to a mamzer. So when he gets pasul for a mamzer,
the psak is identical psak. We're not doing more to you. We're doing the same thing you want to do to him. You grada have something else on you that you had on your own. That's your own thing.
It's only if you hold that what he was trying to do was make him a mamzer. But if you hold that what he's trying to do is give him the dina that he's going to have, which is be also to certain people, so you didn't do that.
That's all we're doing to you, making us to the same people. You grada us to someone else. That's your problem. Are we putting more dinim on you? Are we putting more dinim on you? No, it's the same dinim we took from here to there. So just like in our case, if one person can only do with 5 malchus, and he ends up getting, this guy gets 39 malchus, you're ending up with more. Well, that's because you're stronger. That's your
Who cares? Why do we care what number?
Before that, it wouldn't stop them.
I mean, it's different in our case. But at the end of the day, in our case, by malchus, they're both the same. They both are infinite way before their death. At the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference to the mom.
No, they're not.
One's
going to hold 45, that's the answer for his death. And the other
one. No. He only gets 39. We stop at 39. So the point is, there's no such thing as an inch before your death in Malchus. Because we could stop you at 39. This guy's doing fine with Malchus.
See if Malchus is at 39, and then there's a loophole that if you can't handle it, we stop.
Did that ever happen?
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know, but yeah. Akopanim, Rabbi Isai, the Choyra, it comes out that it's not going to make a nafkamina why you get Malchus, at least it's the Meduik and the Ramam that way. The Malchus that you're getting us, Kasha Zamam, is also going to be full Malchus, just like the Malchus you're going to get us, Loisane, and there's not going to be a difference in the Malchus. Okay, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to answer, Kiva Eger, you have to see exactly. Say that, but Right.
You're getting 39 Malchus. You're getting Malchus.
No, one guy's getting 5, the other's getting 39.
You're not getting 5 or 39, you're getting Malchus. Period. The Torah has a Kiddush that Bezdin has to stop at a certain point. That doesn't mean that you're not getting Malchus. You got Malchus.
You didn't get it. You only got 5. You didn't get
39. It's not about the number. That is 39 Malchus. Call it Arban.
39 or whatever.
That is 39. If you can't handle 39, so you happen to get less, but that is 39. Is it then that Bezdin has to stop because Bezdin can't kill someone for being
called? When we say or, doesn't that mean we're equating them, right?
So you only got 39. You only got 5. This guy got 5.
No,
this guy got 39.
39.
So why is it considered
there? Yeah, when it says 39 or however much you could take, doesn't or mean he's equating the two? Doesn't that mean that either that if you're getting five, but that's an inch away from your death, whatever, that's equal to 39. 39 or however much you could handle.
I don't know if it's 39 or. It doesn't say that anywhere.
No.
The Malchus is 39, but if you can't handle it, then we stop. Okay, Rabbi Sai. We'll have to see. It's a big shaila here in the sugya, which is going to get us into where we're trying to get into, back into the thick of Malchus. is how can we discuss getting malchus as leisana? Leisana b'yachay chaker is a lav she'ein boi maisa. And call lav she'ein boi maisa ain't like in a lav. That's the klal. In general, the klal that we have is you don't get malchus for a lav that unless you do something. A lav that doesn't have a malchus is not chomer enough, is not a significant enough that you're going to get malchus for that lav. So the shaila is over here. Why are we discussing lav getting malchus as leisana? This is the kasha. So says the Meiri. Rameir disagrees. Rameir holds lav she'en bo maisa is liken a lav. How do we paskin? Ain't liken. We paskin like the chachamim. That's great. Well, it's not great because the Chacham argued. Why did the Chacham say you don't get Malchus in our Mishnah? Because of Kedei Rishasa. Why did the Chacham have to say because of Kedei Rishasa? The Chacham should just say you don't get Malchus because it's a lav shame by Maisa. We're saying Rameir's whole reason is because Rameir argues on this concept of lav shame by Maisa. That's what the Meiri says. So Elamai, you have to say the following thing. There is sometimes in conversations when the Machlokes is beyond our positions in other places. In other words, the Chacham sometimes can argue even lidvarecha. We have an age-old machloikas, the two of us, whether lav shem b'maisa loikin olav or ain loikin olav. Now you come and say, you're getting malchus and you're getting tashlumin. Well, I argue, first of all, this doesn't start, because I hold lav shem b'maisa ain loikin olav, but even lishintascha, even according to you, that lav shem b'maisa is loikin olav, I would say over here you don't get malchus. So Chum aren't necessarily coming to express their own position. They're coming to argue on the position of Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you're getting malchus and mamon, and the Chum say, listen, for me this is a no starter because you don't get malchus on lisana. It's lav shem b'maisa. But by the way, even in your world, even according to you, I think you shouldn't get malchus. Even the whole lav shem b'maisa is like enough. Lidvorecha, you shouldn't get malchus because of kedei rishasa. When is that relevant to the Chachamim? Because the Chacham would say any time that you have a lav that does have a Maisa and have Tashlumin, according to the Chachamim, what? You don't get one thing. So the Chacham are coming to express another opinion. It happens to be that it's over here in this case where they would say, look, anyway, it's a lav shame, but Maisa ain't like a lav. But they're coming to bring out, we have an opinion. B'negeya to loikum mishalim, according to the Chacham, ain't loikum mishalim. What'd you say? Lav and sheyesh bo maisa. Right. Then you'd be chayev. Yeah. Kedei Rishasa, we said, is only if it's two different punishments. So the fee this shot of the Meiri. What's the reason why in the Seifa where it says there's malchus and malchus according to Rav Meir and according to the Chacham you only get one malchus? What's the reason you only get one malchus? Because Leisan is a lav she'ein by Maisa. You never get Malchus because of Leisana. What? We have, okay, we're about. Hold on. About. Yoni? Patience is a virtue. Meiri. What I just said is the Meiri. Let's do it again. The Meiri says the reason for the Chachamim, Chacham of lav she'ein by Maisa ain't like in love. Rabbeinu holds lav she'ein by Maisa like in love. So why the Chacham arguing the Reisha? Because the Kedei Rishasa, that's not really the reason. They really argue because lav she'ein by Maisa like in love. So when you take away Kedei Rishasa, where do we take away Kedei Rishasa? In the Seifa? What's the reason why the Chacham hold you don't get Malchus? Because lav she'ein by Maisa ain't like in love.
According to the Chacham, how does a Ben Rosh Malchus get Kasha Zamam?
How did he get Kasha Zamam? It's Kasha Zamam. We're going to get there. Hold, give me a second. Just hold off 1 second, okay? We're going to the same place. Hold on a second. This is what the Meiri says. Rashi is not so mashma that way. Because Rashi on the bottom says again, in the last Rashi, Ein loikin el arboim, mishum kasha zama, vishum loisano lelaki kinem afarish bigamara. According to the Meiri, why mishum loisano lelaki? Because lav she'ein bo maisa. So, unless he's referencing a Gemara that says it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, which I don't think he is, so then Rashi seems to say a different pshat. Comes along the Ritva and says the Ritva, no, there's no problem with lav shem b'maisa over here. That's not true. No such problem. You know why there's no problem with lav shem b'maisa? Because there's a gilui. What's the gilui? Vitztiku. Vitztiku told us over here, you can be like us lav shem b'maisa. You can be like us lav shem b'maisa. In other words, you're right. The Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, why don't you get Malkus Azloi Sanas? The Gemara on Lav Shem B'Maisa. Therefore, you need a Mitztiku. But what does Mitztiku tell us? This Lav, even though it's Ein B'Maisa, you get Malkus. So the Meiri understands. I'm sorry, the Ritva understands. This Lav, Afal Pi She'ein Boi Maisa, is like in a Lav. So if you ask the Meiri, and he says, do you get Malkus? Is Laisana Lav She'ein Boi Maisa She'ein like in a Lav? The Meiri said, you don't get Malkus as Laisana. According to the Chachamim. So what's the Gemara saying Adaf Beis Amud Beis according to the Meiri? According to the Meiri, what's the Meiri learns that because over there it's that Stiku giving you the Malkus, not the Loisane. Over there the Malkus is going to be Asvit Stiku. Loisane is never gets Malkus. It's a Lav She'ein Boi Maisa. According to Rameir, yes. According to Chacham, no. So according to the Chacham, what's Pshat in that Gemara over there? The Gemara says, you're getting Malkus, how's it stick? Take a Lysana, it's Lashem, I have it stick. So what does it mean? So why do you get Malkus? The answer is, not because of Lysana. Not because of Lysana. No, it's Vitzik, it's not Lysana. It's the Zmama being Mechayiv. Kasha Zomam is Mechayiv. When you can't make him, anyways, the Mengevusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov, Ela Loik Arboim. Why Loik Arboim? Because of Vitzik. Oh, but over here you won't be able to use it because we're coming to Mechayel Sleisana because there's another Kasha Zamam over here. So you're not going to be able to use that over here. That's why we're saying it's Lav Shein Boi Maisa. Oh, so the Miri says, Enachanami, Be'etzem, it's true, even without that. It's only Lidvara of Dura Meir, I'm saying that. Even you, Rab Meir, that you hold over here, you should get Malkus. But Kol Mashana Yom Loika. It's Stiku as a pasuk, and it's not us the lav. You're not getting the mechayev is not us the lav. The mechayev is us the zmama. But that's not that's not a problem because you're not the lav shame. I'll explain. The din of lav shame am I saying loikin lav is as follows. Does the Torah say by every single lav that you're going to get malchus? No, it's just anytime you have a lav, what do automatically assume? What's the fallback punishment? Malkus. But that's only a certain degree of lav. What degree of lav is that? Yesh b'maisa. Now, does that mean it's impossible to have malkus without a maisa? No. You could if something else is mechayiv you malkus, that could be mechayiv. It's a din in the lav. A lav, shame b'maisa, looking love. Now, if you're mechayiv someone else's zmama, if kasher zomam is mechayiv you malkus, would it bother you the fact that in your zmama there's no maisa? No, because that's the din of kasher zomam is mechayiv you malkus. I'm not being mechayiv you malkus mekoyach the lav. I'm mechayiv you malkus mekoyach the zmama. So if you say that the mechayiv in the Mishnah Daf Beis is vitzdiku, so then it doesn't bother us. It's ain't bo maisa. No problem, because it's not else the lav. In a chanami, the lav is lav shem bo maisa ain't loikin the lav. It's a different mechayiv. But if you say that the mechayiv is the lav, then what we're saying is the vitzdiku is being megale, that this lav, even though it's ain't bo maisa, is going to be loikin the lav.
We learn most from Malkus out of the Muslim.
Right. Correct. Because Vitzdiku is not aus the lav. It's not a lav. It's a different din. It's din kasha zomam. You're not doing it b'teres because this is the punishment for being over on an aveira. You're doing this because you were zomam to do something. Do it back to you. Okay, Rabbi Isai. But we're going to have to figure out, and we have over here the two Shilas and the Achroinim, Reb Shmuel and Rudov Pavarsky, is what exactly is the relationship between the Pasuk of Loisana Breyoche Choker and the Din of Itztiku Akashazam? We cleared this big Chakira, and we spoke about it. We were Merames, different places. We saw Rashis, we saw Tosfos. Is the Malkus in the Mishnah Daf Beis, is that Malkus Mikoyach the Loisane, or is the Malkus Mikoyach the Kasha Zama? And we said different things are Mashma, different places. We said Tosfos says that the Malkus is a Kiyum of Kasha Zama. Maybe that's Mashma one way. Is it Tosfos Daf Dalet on the Beis, Mashma another way. And then Rashi says it's not din hazama gemura. We have all these different mashmois. This is the place to do it. We have hit the address to discuss. We're going to have to go through this chakira beis Hashem tomorrow and to really try to work it out. It could be it's a three-way machlekes rishonim. And it's going to be back and forth to understand, is Lysana really a part of Kasha Zamam? Is Kasha Zamam really a part of Lysana? It's going to have to do with the Gemara on Dalet Amud Beis. We really have to do the Gemara all the way down.
What does it mean?
To the Mishnah.
Gila from its tikkun. Doesn't mean it's actually its tikkun. It's also Lysana.
Right. Well, that's what we're going to see. Does it mean that it's really Lysana? It's really its tikkun. It's really one and the same. We're going to do the Gemara. Everybody say it's kedai to do the Gemara till the Mishnah. And tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we have to do this Tosfos. And we do this Chakira of the Achronim.